Welcome to A Kind and Gentle Word. I'm Jordan, and today is day 17 of walking through the book of Psalms, one chapter at a time. My hope with this series is that you will have scripture to wake up to and to fall asleep with, and even to walk through your day, allowing God's word to soak into every part of your being. Psalm 17 is said to be a prayer of David. David calling out to God and speaking to him in a very intimate way. Now, we've seen David do this a lot through the chapters of Psalm, but this one feels all the more special. So let's go ahead and take it in one verse at a time and really see if we can find ourselves in David's words as he calls out to God. Psalm 17, verse 1. Hear me, Lord, my plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent, through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me, with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them, bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May the children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I wake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. There are a few verses in there that may have taken you back a little bit, especially when we're talking about that the wicked would fill their bellies and that children would gorge themselves on it. It's a little bit intense. But honestly, David is a very intense personality. David is described in the Bible as being a lion, and he is definitely that. He has the heart of a warrior, and at times you can see the battle of his personality fighting flesh against spirit. But what I want to focus in on is that he knows, even though he could be the one to take down the wicked, he's calling out to God to be his strength, to be his protection, and to be his salvation. And his faith in God is so incredible. That last verse, as for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I wake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. David's faith in the Lord is so incredible. And I hope that I have that same faith. I feel like I do most of the time. We all have our moments, of course. So it is my prayer that each of us will have faith in God the way that David does. And the way that David calls on God will be the way that we call out to God ourselves. So as you walk about your day, remember to be kind to others and gentle with yourself, for we are all a work in progress.